Cake is a community of about 600 people in central southeast Alaska, and the tribal government known as the Organized Village of Cake is leveraging the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act, or NAGPRA, to bring back artifacts and burial items that were taken decades ago.
Any items that we can get back to the community, you know, we're welcoming back, whether it be human remains or artifacts. We always look forward to bringing them back.
Frank Hughes is the NAGPRA coordinator for OVK. The items he's working to return were taken by unidentified people in separate incidents in 1961, all from a cave on Entrance Island. That's near Hobart Bay, about 70 miles south of Juneau. Those include a mummified infant, 6 to 9 months in age, buried inside a painted bentwood box. The remains have been at the Alaska State Museum since 1961, and while the museum doesn't know their age, they could date back to first contact with people from outside the area. And that's not all. Just last year, another 4 burial items from Entrance Island resurfaced when an unnamed individual from California approached the U.S. Forest Service with the intent of returning them. Hughes says the tribe's intention is to bury those items just as they were.
That's, again, where the healing begins, is when we could actually reintern the body to where it was, where it came from, and then put closure to it. Ceremonies would be done, songs would be sang, and again, we'd walk away like we would any other time as proud people.
While Hughes thinks it's best to return the infant body to its original burial site, he says that will ultimately depend on a recommendation of Cake's repatriation committee in consultation with the involved clan. He notes that Tlingit protocol is even stricter than federal law on who's allowed to handle remains and artifacts. This is not the first time OVK has repatriated human remains and culturally sensitive artifacts, and it's a process that can take time. NAGPRA requires publishing a notice in the Federal Register of the intent to return the items. If no one else comes forward to object, the remains and burial items can be repatriated. The law also provides funding to identify items in the first place and return them to Alaska Native tribes and other indigenous peoples. Teresa Thibault is the Heritage Program Manager for the U.S. Forest Service. She's involved because the Entrance Island site is located on what is now National Forest land.
The Forest Service actually got notified that there were objects that a person had collected who now lived in California that he wanted to send back to Alaska. You know, you get guilty after a while, so I think he was having some guilt pains. And so he wanted it to end up back in Alaska, and he contacted the museum. And then the museum, of course, recognized that it probably came from forest land, so then they contact the Forest Service. And then we initiate the whole, you know, tribal consultation process.
When repatriations take place, the Forest Service also determines which tribes had traditional claim to that territory. The Entrance Island site is a long way from the current-day village of Cake, but it's in the traditional territory of the Cake people. Thibault explains this kind of removal of items from burial sites was pretty common before NAGPRA became law.
You would be surprised. You know, there was a time when, I mean, it wasn't okay to collect human remains, but it sort of was. And so people did it, and they get to a point where, I don't know, they have a change of heart or they're getting old and they realize that was really dumb or, you know, whatever, and they send them back. Museums get that kind of thing all the time, too.
They came into the museum long before I was around, but there's no record of them ever being on display. They were taken in and put into storage.
That's Steve Henriksen, the curator of collections at the Alaska State Museum.
Yeah, I think that the museum has been around for over 100 years, and long before many of the federal agencies had developed capacity for law enforcement or archaeology, and so there wasn't a clear process for people who found artifacts or remains out in the field and wanted to do something with them. Of course, the approach that we should take now is not to disturb anything like that, but to report it to the agency that owns the land.
Henriksen explains the tribe is in the driver's seat now in terms of when and how the items are returned.
We're really happy that this is taking place, and we're awaiting instructions from the tribe on how to finalize this.
And the Entrance Island items aren't the only ones that OVK is working to recover. Others identified include a shaman's jawbone taken sometime before 1910 and now at a museum in St. Joseph, Missouri. Other artifacts have been found in Portland, Oregon, and at George Fox University in Newburgh, Oregon. OVK's Hughes says non-burial artifacts could eventually be put on display in Cake if they're successfully returned. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.